a national day of mourning in Turkey after last night's terrorist attack on the airport in Istanbul. More than 40 were killed, more than 200 wounded. It's just the latest in a wave of attacks that have hit Turkey in the last year. The airport was operating today, and we spoke earlier with reporter Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.
Actually, a friend just called me from the airport a couple of hours ago. She had just boarded her flight, and I asked her, you know, what was it like? And she said it was eerily normal, that there was no difference compared to several hours before when the attacks had happened.
NPR counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston has been following the latest on the story and joins us. And Dina, it's early, but what do we know at this point about the investigation into the attack in Turkey? We still haven't had a claim of responsibility yet, right?
Well, no, we have not yet. I mean, Turkish officials are trying to unwind this now. And they say they think there are at least three foreign nationals who were involved. And among other things, the investigators are beginning to search for the taxi driver who dropped these people off. They say they got to the airport by taxi. And you may recall that the attackers in the Brussels airport attacks arrived in a cab as well. And in that case, the taxi driver was incredibly helpful to the investigation because he took police right to the apartment where he'd picked up the bombers. And Belgian investigators were quickly able to identify the bombers and their accomplices based on that crime scene. So Turkish officials are hoping for the same kind of break this time.
And the officials are going to be looking, I'm sure, at all of the security footage from the airport. What are they going to be looking for specifically there?
Well, they're combing through that, looking both at the footage that was inside and outside the airport to see if the attackers may have had any accomplices. I mean, the airport in Istanbul is the third busiest airport in Europe, and it has very good security. So that's why the gunmen didn't get very far. I mean, they started shooting almost as soon as they came in. There's some question as to whether or not they actually started shooting outside and burst through the doors of basically what was an arrivals hall before you get through security, and then ignited vests very quickly. So in the Belgium case, they were actually wheeled in luggage that was carrying explosives, and they didn't have guns. This time, they appear to have had both. And there have been intelligence reports and chatter that ISIS had forward deployed 24 operatives to Turkey late last month. And that's one of the reasons why security alerts went up around Europe, because they've been expecting a series of summer attacks on vacationers. And there was also a concern that ISIS was going to move these operatives to Turkey to allow them to move on to Europe and maybe attack Turkey as well. So the Turkish authorities were sort of bracing for something to happen.
But as we said, there hasn't been a claim of responsibility yet, and yet a lot of the authorities are saying this is classic ISIS. Why do they say that?
Well, for several reasons. The first is the target. Now, Turkey has been having a lot of trouble with the Kurdish separatist group, the PKK, which has been behind four attacks in Turkey so far this year. But the PKK doesn't focus on civilians like ISIS does. It tends to focus on military and police targets. So that's one clue that makes this think makes people think this might be ISIS. The way it was done is the other clue. This seems very reminiscent of the Brussels attack in May and the Paris attacks, which used both explosives and guns on November 13th, when they shot up, you will call, all the cafes and a concert hall and tried to get into the Stade de France. So the other thing that sort of makes officials, gives them a bit of pause and wonders whether or not this might be ISIS, is that today happens to be the second anniversary of ISIS's declaration of the caliphate or Muslim homeland. And officials that I've talked to say they don't think the timing of that is really coincidental.
Yeah, that's NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston with the latest on the investigation into the attack in Turkey. Again, more than 40 killed, more than 200 wounded. And of course, Dina, a lot of people in this country wondering about the security, outside security at airports after not just this attack, but as you mentioned, the one in Brussels as well. Dina, thank you so much.
You're welcome.